This is Full Coverage, and I'm Manny MUA.
And I am Laura Lee.
And this is the show where we're basically covering anything we want to because it's our show and not yours.
Thank you to Trixie and Katya.
I'm just fucking around. I'm totally kidding. But for those of you guys who do not know who we are.
For all three people out there mm-hmm. who do not know this infamous friendship.
Yes.
Let us tell you who we are.
Mm-hmm. You go first.
Okay, I am Laura Lee. I am the owner of Laura Lee Los Angeles, a cosmetic company, Nudie Patootie, a clothing boutique. I almost forgot what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I also own a YouTube channel, a TikTok.
Everything
on earth. And I have four cats. Manny, who are you?
Oh my God. Hey guys, my name is Manny Gutierrez, and I am a Latino beauty blogger, gay as fuck.
He is.
I am also the CEO of Lunar Beauty, and I also have all the social media that Laura has as
it's
well.
True.
And we're just, you guys, we wanted to kind of create a podcast that we could fully, F-O-O-L, cover topics that we just kind of wanted to talk about. And, you know, whether it's drama in the space, whether it's
traditional,
you know,
pop culture, celebrities, what we're eating for dinner that night. We're telling our fans secrets at the end of every episode.
Absolutely. And you're giving advice when you guys might potentially need it, or just unsolicited advice, of course.
Our segment's called Advice We Shouldn't Be Given.
Absolutely.
Because we are fools.
And that's, you guys, that's the whole point of the podcast, is because we're fools. And we're just having fun with it. And we're best friends. And we just kind of want to be here and have fun and just kind of shoot the shit from a place of love. And that's that.
And today's episode is going to be a conversation on cancellation. Is it growing? Is it getting worse? Is it getting more serious? Where is canceling going?
Cancel culture. It is a thing.
I'm going to get you a necklace that says cancel
Don't
culture.
Don't you dare. I'll get you earrings that cancel
Thank
on
you so
it.
Much. Make sure they match.
But let's just go ahead and start off with our first segment.
And so we feel like we don't but do have enough experience to help people and answer their questions that they need advice from.
Exactly.
It is up to your discretion to take our advice.
But we will be giving it
unsolicited. We will
unsolicited.
Do the best unsolicited advice.
Yes.
So.
Okay, Laura, pull it up. Pull up right, the first right, advice segment
ask,
we have.
So this is our very first
I'm scared.
Piece of advice we're going to give out.
Oh my God, look at us.
I know.
Episode
I'm a little
one.
Nervous. Wow, changing lives every day.
Yes.
That's what we should have called this podcast.
Changing lives.
Wow. For the worse. I'm just kidding. Okay, here we go. I like my childhood best friend, and I don't know how to tell him, and I don't want to ruin it.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. That's so hard, that situation.
I agree, actually. I think it is a difficult situation because it could definitely potentially mess up the friendship if you do bring into the like equation in.
I need to know some more. So have you given some signs that you like him?
Here's the thing. What if she has? Let's say hypothetically
oh God, okay.
she
so
has.
Let's say she has. Okay.
Given like a little flirtatious.
Uh-huh. A little flirtation vibe, a little flirtation energy.
Yes.
How does that, like, we have to see, like, how he receives it, too. Is he receiving it in a way of, like, oh, we're just friends, like, ha, 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 you're like my sister? Or is it kind of, like, playful, like, oh, my God, yeah.
Like,
so it kind of
like
depends.
I'm into it. If he's
yeah.
shown any sign that he's into it, I might would just go for it.
Same.
Right?
Honestly, I think I would, too. I think that if he's giving you that kind of, you know, fantasy of like kind of playing around flirting with you back, I think that's definitely a good sign.
I do too. Even if he's not, I just personally think that life is so short
mm-hmm.
and it's like, go for it. At the end of the day, just go for it. Because the thing is, if that would really wreck a friendship since childhood and just obliterate it, then how strong was the friendship in to begin with?
Yeah.
And worst case scenario, let's say, okay, yeah, I told him I like him, he didn't receive it well, maybe after a month you guys can go back to being friends and you can find a hot dude to date that's not him.
Exactly. No, but I think that's correct. I feel like with me, I when I was in my earlier 20s, I was a lot more outgoing when it came to telling people I'm into them. I would literally walk into a club and be like, hey, I think you're hot.
Ooh.
We should make out. And like literally we would.
Would you do that now?
No.
I know you wouldn't. That's me. I'm like, yeah. Manny thinks you're hot. Will you make out with my friend?
She does do that. She really does. We'll be out at the club. She's like, hey, he thinks you're hot. And I'm like, Laura, stop.
I am doing the Lord's work.
Crack her neck. But I feel like, you know, you have to, you never make the shots you don't shoot.
Yes.
That's like
you'll
totally
miss
the same, right?
Every shot you didn't
You don't
shoot.
Take.
You don't. What is it? You.
It's something like you miss all the shots you don't take.
That's it.
You miss all the shots you don't take. So I think that
yes.
at least putting it out there, trying to, you know, do it, I think is like really, really, really commendable, because
I do too.
You just kind of never know with those kind of friendships, especially when you're friends in the beginning. Like, that's like a love story. It could be a literal love story where it's like a fantasy where you started off friends, the friendship turned into something more, and it like became something.
Wow. Have you ever told like a friend that you liked him or her?
I have. When I was
feel like you
in,
have. Like, I feel like you've told
I,
me
I
you
definitely,
have.
Definitely have, where it was like a friendship that turned into a little bit more, but then it ends up like kind of not staying on that route for me, and it just became, we just became friends. It's hard. I think it's different in the gay world a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's a little bit of a different situation, but it was, for me, I think that if I have a friend who I'm attracted to and they're single, I can't have that friend. What's the point? What is the fucking point?
And I have been with you on this journey, and I agree with you like 100%, because like, I get it. I wanted you and Daniel Prada to like have a moment.
Oh my God.
Joey Graceff is going
He's gonna fucking choke me.
Choke me.
No, but that's funny, because it's not just you who said that.
I want happiness for Joey, and I want just as much happiness for Daniel. I want happiness for both of them. Mm-hmm. But I would like to see that moment briefly.
Oh my. Laura is fully convinced that Daniel and I could get married and have kids. We've already told each
They're
other at 35.
Like the most pretty people I've ever seen in my life. Like, they are the most beautiful people. And I'm just like sitting
inside
back
and out,
watching.
Right?
Mostly on the outside. I'm just kidding. Both. But I have been sitting back watching these two people not fall in love, and it disgusts me.
Laura, you can't just say that. This bitch is crazy. I get it, because it's funny, because I actually get DMs all the time about people being like, would you ever be with Daniel?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we're just friends. Like, we met each other when we were friends.
Totally.
And it's been friends ever since.
Ever since.
We never explored anything like that.
Didn't you used to think Joey was, like, hot?
Of course.
Yeah.
I thought he was.
I mean,
I think they both are gorgeous.
I mean, why is everyone so pretty?
It makes me sick. But the thing is, like, because they were together, I closed that chapter so quickly, because I'm not going to be disrespectful, obviously, and be like, oh, that's, like, their thing. That's their life. They're together. I'm not in that. But, again, like, if... Going back to the advice, this isn't about me, Laura Lee.
We can make it
that
way.
This isn't about me. Going back to the advice.
This episode never... on Manny's dating life, and that only. We got him,
and that
guys.
Only the entire... Y'all make me sick. But I feel like it's really, really important to, again, shoot the shots and see. Mm-hmm. And if not, I think that if the relationship is strong enough, it'll make it through anything.
Absolutely.
Truly. If it's a childhood friend,
come on. Even if you guys get weird for a few weeks, it'll go back. Especially once you find someone else that you think is hot. Men are a dime a dozen.
They honestly
they are.
Baby, they are. Baby, the sea, it is vast.
It is vast. It is lush.
It is. There's so many things.
Full.
There's dolphins. There's shamus. There's,
you'll find what
there's
you're
so much.
If you're looking, you'll find what you're looking for.
Always. You always,
always
find
what
you
what
seek.
You'll find what you seek. Mm-hmm. Even if it's good or bad.
If it's bad, you find the bad.
You'll find what you seek. Look at you, self-help book.
You know, it's the... Or I'm not giving a fuck.
Honestly.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's you. Laura is actually a big self-help reader.
You should see my bookshelf. It's like, is this
self-help.
Girl need something? But I just enjoy it. I enjoy self-improvement.
Totally. And actually, it's funny, because Laura always like kind of gives me little tidbits from it.
I try.
And I feel like her improvement seeps into me.
It does.
And it makes me better.
Well, your positivity makes me better.
Aww.
It does, because sometimes I want to be negative. I mean, he's like, we should look at it from this angle. I'm like, shut up!
Just agree with me, motherfucker!
Literally.
No, it's true, you guys. I'm very big on playing devil's advocate and just kind of seeing something from a bigger picture, from a bird's eye.
He's taught
down.
Me to do that, though. And I will say, I didn't really do that as much before, and now I do that so much, and even when I don't want to, I'm like, let's be honest with this situation, though. Be
100%.
Honest, you know, and like play that game where you're like looking at it from another perspective.
We were literally just doing that earlier this morning. We're not going to talk about what it was,
but we were.
But we were doing that earlier today, and I was like, well, think of it this way. Maybe this is how they meant it. Da da da. And it.
And then further information developed, and you were like, never mind, never mind. Laura, you're right.
Or you're right. Fuck, abort. There we go, bitch. Go.
It happens sometimes too.
It happens. It honestly, it totally happens. Mm-hmm. But no, it's crazy. I just feel like you have to just try. You have to try in life, just in general, and you gotta put yourself out there, because things don't happen unless you try.
Agreed.
And so for you, you know, out there listening for advice, we say give it a shot.
Give it, hit it with your best shot.
Hey, where did you get copyright?
That singing was so iconic.
It was so good. Where did you get copyright?
Copyright strike. My goodness, I have to be careful on this mic.
It's like a cat crying over here.
Wow.
Okay, guys, so we actually have, so with the podcast, what we want to do with the podcast, we want to do like a segment in the beginning, advice, whether it might be advice, whatever it might be. And then we kind of want to go into our main topic for this show.
Exactly.
And today's main topic that we're going to talk about
is cancellation.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. We need a cue in it. Dun, 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 dun. We're probably going to need that sound a lot for this. But listen, we've been canceled.
Baby.
At this rate, everybody's going to be canceled. And then
by
what do you
2023.
Do?
2023.
Everyone will have been canceled. What do you do when you cancel everyone? I don't know. Where we go from there?
I don't know. But so like you guys, even like this is just like a, for the podcast in the future. So Laura and I, obviously we have been canceled in the past. 2018 was a hard year for us. But we came out on the other end and
Absolutely.
We feel like we came out so much better for it. And I think that for us, like, this podcast isn't about, like, just, you know, talking, like, about, like, crap or tea or anything like that. It's about giving advice potentially to people from two someones who have been through being canceled mm-hmm. or just been through hard times online. And we've been doing it for so long, 7 years, 8 years. And we're trying to be the most authentic us that we can be and just give advice where we can and just kind of talk about subjects where we wouldn't really usually talk about it on our socials.
Yeah, we just want it to be more of a conversation between mm-hmm. us and our listeners and, yeah, just lighthearted, but at the same time discussing big topics.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, coming from, like, it's always coming from a loving place. Mm-hmm. We're always trying to better ourselves and better others and want the best for everyone.
Right.
So we're not over here just, like, trashing on people, talking about situations, never doing that. We just want to kind of elaborate on certain things, especially coming from two influencers in the space, because we'll obviously talk about influencer stuff going on, pop culture, etc.
Yes.
Going in the future, but, you know, I think it's important because we have been through
Into the thick of it.
That literally was, we were drama getting one.
We pioneered beauty guru drama.
We pioneered beauty guru drama.
And I'll say this, shit's not fun.
No. It is probably the worst thing.
We crawled so they can run with drama now.
It's the worst thing we've ever been through. And honestly, you guys, maybe in the future we'll talk about it in an episode where we actually like dissect what actually happened from us in our podcast.
Right. But
our podcast. And our cancellation. And,
yeah. But today we specifically want to address and kind of talk about how we've noticed canceling has gotten worse and seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
More intense.
Like, where is that going?
I like, it's kind of crazy to think that, like, in the beginning. So when we got canceled in 2018, mm-hmm. You know, the situations were shitty, obviously, of course. But it seems like now people are getting canceled for, like, crimes.
Yeah.
And it's like, seems like gets worse and worse and worse. And it's like, more and more things come up about different people, and it's like, girl, you can't keep like hiding certain things about yourself. If it's like, it's always gonna come up.
If it's criminal activity,
maybe it's gonna come up. But it's crazy how, like, I feel like it almost starts off as like, back in the day, it was like mundane drama. Like, oh, he said, she said. We've been in drama.
Yeah.
That were so.
That was so dumb.
Dumb?
I'm sorry, I'm saying it's dumb. I'm gonna talk about specifically one because we're on a podcast and we're talking.
Do it.
Let's bring up and rehash.
No.
The Morphe shopping/ Laura Lee has a long receipt in her hand. So
yes.
She is trying to lie and allude that she has spent hundreds of dollars on makeup when it was given for free.
Yep. And that became a thing.
Oh,
we were both there together.
And looking back, I'm still like, are you kidding me?
Like, it's just weird. Like, because we were literally doing a giveaway for our followers.
Linda invited us to come to Morphe and
yes.
get a bunch of stuff. Here's the kicker. We already had everything Baby. Morphe sold. So we really didn't need anything.
Uh-huh.
But Linda was like, do a giveaway. Give it to your friends, family.
Yeah.
And so Manny and me were like, we want to go to the store anyways. We want to say hey to Linda. We want to support. We're affiliates of the store.
Yes.
Let's go. Let's get a crap ton of stuff if they're going to give it to us anyways. And
right.
do these two huge giveaways mm-hmm. for our YouTube channels. We're acting a fool the entire time in the store, naturally.
Now, of course, we're just being dumb full coverage. Hello.
Literally,
we're acting like
this
fools.
Is a great this interpretation is of our face the entire time.
Yeah, just being dumb.
And
like, we're just having
fun. Letting us fill our baskets full. And again, we're putting together two huge Morphe, extremely relevant in the beauty world.
Yes.
Space brand
Especially
products.
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, like super, super. Uh-huh. Like one of the most relevant brands. So what an exciting opportunity. So we load up our baskets. And so they're just checking us out simply to take the inventory out of the store. And while they're doing it, this long receipt
so
is printing.
Long. And so feet. Several feet. Feet.
Oh, it was like ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Totally.
To kill a tree.
No, but yeah. Seriously, it was like the longest receipt like I've ever seen because it was not only my stuff, it was Laura's stuff too, all in one receipt. So imagine how,
right.
It was like literally like 7 feet long. And we're just being dumb and we're like running with it in the store because it was so, it was like a ribbon.
We're Snapchatting ribbon dancing. It. This was before IG story. We're Snapchatting the receipt.
God, yes.
We're posting the receipt. We're literally running through the store like we're ribbon dancers.
Uh-huh.
We made a moment out of the receipt, which then turned to, they're deceitful liars.
Because it was like, it would show like, oh, zero. It would show like that we zero. Didn't pay
People
for it.
People were like, zoom in on the receipt. It says zero. We caught them.
You guys.
Okay.
This is dead ass. This was a situation and it was talked
like
about on drama
situation.
Channels.
A full
It was a full
situation.
Thing where it's like, I can't believe how deceptive they are. They're liars. Like they're getting all this for free, but they have a receipt and they're showing it off. And it's like, we never said that we were buying
I
these
never
products.
Said, wow, guys, I spent $500
exactly.
of Morphe stuff for you guys.
For the giveaway.
I never said
it
that.
It wasn't even for us, dude.
That is the thing.
Ugh.
It was for us.
It was like,
audience.
I want to punch myself.
I know. I literally just want to knock myself out.
Literally.
Just because it makes you want to rip your hair out of
totally.
Your head and just.
And the thing is, like, when you start to talk about it and you're like, oh my God, you guys, this is what we meant. This is the situation. People start to pick that apart too.
Oh, yeah.
So it becomes like,
There's
okay,
no
well, what do we do?
There's no mercy in canceling someone. So
no.
Whenever you're just trying to simply be like, guys, it was for a giveaway. I can go in my drawers and show you I already have all this stuff.
Right.
No, absolutely not. Then you're a liar. I mean,
then became yeah, then it became like we're lying and
you're a super
we're
liar.
Being deceptful and deceitful. And it was just like such a weird situation. But like that's like we're just kind of showing this as an example of drama that happened back in the day that was so like just he said, she said, like kind of just dumb.
Silly.
It's silly
it's
drama.
Silly.
It's not really anything serious. But as times have progressed.
Oh my God, the times have turned.
The times have turned. The tides.
Tides. I think it was supposed to be the tides have
turned. The tides are turning.
We're learning our sayings.
And we will continue that conversation, but we're going to take a quick little break.
Yes, we'll continue right after this.
Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. And we are back, and the brows are
Don't you bring that here.
It's like, it was building. I had to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you guys, you know, so we're kind of want to just do like a little mini baby history lesson.
Yeah, let's breeze through some of the past dramas.
Let's just a light Dramageddons.
Dramageddons specifically. Lightly, God, there's been so many like all together in the internet outside of the beauty community. We'd be here all day.
Oh, also, by the way, shout out to Here for the Tea for coining Dramageddon the term.
And for giving us all the information we know. Because yeah. Without her, we would have no idea.
We would be
idea.
Blind. We would be going in blind. So shout out to Sam.
We wouldn't know what's going on.
But, okay, guys, so obviously 2018 was with us.
Yes.
That was the kicker.
I feel like we kicked off. We kicked it off. And then it moved on down into 2019, where we ran into Dramageddon 2.
2, and that was with Tati, uh-huh. James, and there was like the bi-sister scandal.
That was the bi-sister. And then we cruised right on from that uh-huh. into 2020 with Dramageddon uh-huh. 3, which involved a lot of the same people.
The same people.
And
it continued.
It just continued. So,
and it snowballed.
It snowballed. And I feel like it got bigger and bigger every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it doesn't matter how irrelevant, I'm talking about myself, how irrelevant I am, or how much I honestly, truly don't acknowledge it or pay attention to it. You knew about it because of how big it got.
Oh, dude, I feel like when it came to Dramageddon's, like let's say 2, it became like picked up by the New York Post. It was picked up by like every news outlet possible, and it was about YouTuber drama, and it became like this like thing where traditional media started talking about social media drama.
Yeah.
And that happened in Dramageddon number 2.
Yeah.
Because it got so big, talking 4 to 5 million views big.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ma'am. It got huge. It just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it seems like the dramas as they continue get bigger and bigger, and it seems to get a little more dark.
It does.
And darker. And
it
darker.
Does. I mean, you have dramas now with Austin McBroom, David Dobrik.
Right, right.
And like these are becoming some pretty major allegations.
Yeah, no, see, now we're getting into the allegation world when it comes to people, you know, talking about how like these people have made certain situations happen and they become so big. And it's like, I'm glad that people are starting to hear people out.
Yeah.
And I feel like this wouldn't have happened, let's say, 10 years ago.
Right.
I just don't think it would have happened. I feel like people are actually starting to listen to people nowadays and be like, hey, this happened to me. And people are actually listening and what's going on and believing.
It seemed like before, just thinking about it as we're speaking now, it seemed like before, if you had a big enough audience, you couldn't be canceled because no one could really take you down because, I mean, that's what canceling is, to take someone down. Let's not act like it's not.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it seemed like that protected you and you couldn't. And now it seems it's quite the opposite. The bigger the audience you have, the higher chance you have of that happening.
Totally. I feel like it has a lot to do with the fact that depending on, you know, relevancy mm-hmm. and how many people are talking about you. And, you know, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that the situations happening nowadays are just so much more severe than
I still think
that
there are silly ones that happen. I mean, right. I feel like a TikToker gets...
Oh, every day.
Literally
Baby,
every day.
Single day. Or it's like their people are consumed with like the relationships with people.
Yes.
And that's kind of what it becomes. It's kind of like, oh, well, I'm team this person. And so therefore I'm going to cancel the other person. Even though it's like, you don't really know the ins and outs of their relationship. You have to be able to be like, girl.
Right. And it's like, I don't know. With situations like that, it's like, this is just for other people's, someone else's torture is for someone else's entertainment, and I don't love it. And I know this has gone on and on for years where the media is like, why don't they ever talk about when YouTubers do something good? Because YouTubers do good stuff all the time, as does the traditional world, and celebrities do good stuff all the time, but the media is nowhere to be found.
It's always like the media always tends to do these like clickbaity titles of things that never even happened.
Yes.
But they clickbait it with that to be like, oh, well, can you believe this person said this? And it's like, that never even actually happened.
I feel like the press world's such a tricky world.
It is. Because
there's technically no such thing as bad press.
But it's also like, who is keeping press accountable for things?
No one.
No one.
No one keeps
literally
the media accountable.
No one. They can do whatever the fuck they want. It's the people that keep them accountable.
Exactly. It's the viewership rate. And the people love it. I mean, your story is not going to sell based off a YouTuber doing something good. No one wants to hear it. Your story's not going to sell. It's got to be talking about something juicy.
it's, I mean, honestly, that's how I feel it is, how it's become. It's become a little bit more drama-centric. Ooh. As things have become farther and farther and farther into the social media world.
Something that has become addictive.
Like, yeah, because even me, like, sometimes I'll get wrapped into it, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, I'll see, like, a story, and I'll be like, what actually, like, went down? What actually happened?
Right.
And I'll be a little bit, like, kind of, like,
but this is what searching. Sucks. You'll never know what actually happened, because no. I've watched several videos talking about our drama from 2018, even recent ones, and there are literally so many facts that are not kind of wrong. They are dead wrong. Mm-hmm. Half of them, I was talking about you this other day. I'm like, that never happened. This never happened. But people mm-hmm. say it so confidently, which alludes to believe, well, truth. She must be telling the truth because they believe it happened. How would they know?
Well, that, I think that's, that I guess on is on us in a way, because we've never talked about it in like more of a deep dive, but like it's also our real life.
Yeah,
like it's our life. Like we are able to have things that are private and things that need to be, you know, under wraps, and it's right. like that's not we it doesn't have to be out all the time,
right?
Like you don't need to like scream from the rooftops like, hey, like I'm ending this friendship with this person, hey, haha, like it sucks
and X, Y, and Z is why. But if you don't, then it's like then it becomes all like the assumptions roll in and the assumptions are real. Until, you know.
Until they're proven not.
Yeah, exactly.
But it just sucks like that. It becomes a catalyst. It becomes a snowball effect. And it becomes like a almost this herd mentality of like, oh, well, this is the truth. So we're all going to go with it.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like, girl, but that's not what the truth
but
is.
But at that point, it doesn't matter if the truth comes out because we have a herd mentality. Mm-hmm. And we already chose what we would like to believe. And remember, you know, that's like a lot of what maybe goes
it's
on.
I mean, didn't haven't I told you about the saying of, people don't want to believe the truth. They want to believe their perception is of something is true.
This is the self-help in you coming out. This is exactly what Manny has these moments when he tells me things. And I'm like, yes. Okay, wait, say it again. I need to fully take it in.
People don't want to believe the truth. They want to believe their perception is true.
Oh, my gosh. That's and it's such the like truth. A strong quote, though.
Thank you.
It really is.
I heard it like a while ago, and I was like, it was so profound to me, especially when I dealt with 2018, or we mm-hmm. dealt with it 2018. I was like, people, even if the truth came out of whatever happened, people would still want to believe what they want to believe because that was the narrative that's in their mind.
Well, then someone would have to go against themselves and say, well, maybe I was wrong. And,
oh, dude.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes. I was right. like, am I a bad friend? Like, because, yeah. you know, then yeah. you start to like think of like the craziest things and you're like, oh my gosh, like, wait, maybe I'm terrible.
I can't be wrong.
Yeah, I can't be wrong about this.
I have to be right. So then I can't believe what they're saying, even though we both know it's the truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, honestly. It's just kind of like wild to see like how where it's like kind of going and flowing, and you just almost like never really know what like the next thing is gonna be,
right?
And you kind of like, you're just like you're trying to be aware of everything, but you don't want to be too involved either, because you're like, okay, I want to live my life happily. I don't want to be involved in the drama.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to like be on my course and stay happy and do my own thing.
I am the queen of minding my own business.
You really are.
And even many times when people try to drag me into mm-hmm. something, good luck, because the thing is, I will mind my own business for the rest of my life. I learned that hard, hard lesson, mm-hmm. you know, a few years ago. And my life has never been more peaceful mm-hmm. since I do mind my own business.
Same. And I honestly, right. it's so funny because I feel like we just kind of stick to each other.
Yeah.
Like glue. And it's like, right. it's kind of been like that for the last several years. And I think it just, when you involve more people into your life, mm-hmm. there's always things that kind of like that come
totally.
From that. Like you can't just expect to be friends with 100 people and not have beef or issues and situations with someone.
Right.
You can't. Like, right. you almost like, I feel like my own personal friend group has gotten smaller, but it's gotten stronger.
Exactly.
It's like instead of having 10, you have 5 that are really, really strong. And it's like, I would rather have the nickel than the dime in that
right.
situation.
Oh, gosh, me too. And likewise, we have the same friends group.
yeah. But it's like, it's strong because it's like, it's about our personal connection. It's not about the social media aspect of friendship.
Right.
That's like a huge, huge part of it too, is I feel like it's so important to facilitate friendships in real life. Mm-hmm. And it, sometimes they'll read on social media, that's fine, whatever it might be. But like, it's not about like, let me just show that I'm hanging out with these people all the time, because like, that's just like what it's supposed to be. I feel like I would do that back in the day, like four years ago.
I was agree.
Like,
me too.
I was like, do I have to show that we're hanging out with each other? Because like, that's what social media wants to see.
I
all
felt
hanging
pressured.
Out. Me too.
I felt so much pressure from social media to show every single time I was hanging out with a friend's group. Because mm-hmm. if I didn't, I felt like social media was going to rain down on me so hard that, where's she at? They're not friends.
Uh-huh.
Let's start a thing of this. And then again, there's no really defense.
And it's kind of crazy. You know what's crazy to me is that back in the day, that was a thing. And I feel like that's not a thing anymore.
Well, if it is, I don't really give a shit.
Same,
like,
no,
I'm
same.
Like, y'all are going to have to make assumptions about me.
Totally.
You guys are going to have to say I'm not friends with people.
Yeah.
I had someone DM me the other day, and they said along the lines of, like, you and Manny don't have a real friendship, but a working friendship. And I was like, wow. I didn't even respond to
right.
it because I'm like, I'm secure in my friendship with Manny. Mm-hmm. And we hang out so many times, we never post.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have no idea when we're hanging out and when we aren't, because we don't post it.
Well, it's crazy because we actually have a real friendship first.
Exactly.
And the working relationship, like, just comes with the territory. But
mm-hmm.
We have a real friendship, and that's, like, we're genuinely best friends. And it just kind of, like, flows into us even doing this podcast. It's like, cool, we are able to, you know, have a real life friendship shown in a different capacity.
Right. And I feel like, though, before, I know a lot more now than I knew then, but I feel like the past me back in 16, 17, 18, all those years coming up on social media, I would have read that DM and said, oh my God, panic. You're right. Got to flash Manny every single time with him and show that we're just having a good time. But now I'm like, that's your assumption, mm-hmm. and I'm secure where I'm at. I don't care.
That's her perception.
Yeah, that's your
perception of the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth, though. Like, it's like, that's. If that's what you feel like it is, then you can feel it all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what people say about me is none of my business.
It's true.
RuPaul says that. You know, and I think it's like the most truest saying is, like, what you have to say or what you think of me has nothing to do with me at
it's
this
true.
Point. It's like I can only be me, mm-hmm. present myself the way I want to be presented. And mm-hmm. I obviously will hope that people will perceive that the way I want to be perceived. But if you don't, then you don't.
Right.
And that's like, okay, but I feel like that kind of drama, see, like, that was the drama back then. It was like, oh, I have to show all my friends, da da da. Now the drama is like,
oh my God.
Oh my gosh, like, there's, like, allegations against someone, like, legally, and there's, like, so many more things happening. That's why I just feel like the drama back then was so soft,
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah.
And it's become so much, like, an avalanche. It's just gotten harder and more intense and more intense. And it's just like, I don't even know. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, girl, go back to the old drama, because that shit, like, is like, it's light.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the drama nowadays, it's so heavy.
Right.
And I'm like, I can't.
You know, there were moments, which I won't say this isn't heavy drama, but, like, for instance, Chrissy Teigen, whenever she got wrapped up in making really rude, insensitive, I can't remember.
Those DMs.
It was DMs.
Like, telling that
but
girl
I can't remember,
to,
okay, she said, know, some pretty nasty
horrible
things.
Horrible things.
Horrible things.
Horrible things.
Not good, but I feel like the drama for that, like, you would have thought she might have murdered someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh my God. But no, I'm not condoning what she did. I think what she did is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Very bully-ish, like, behavior.
Totally.
Could have caused someone self-harm. Not good.
Totally.
But at the same time, it's like the drama that transpired from that was about as big as Monica Lewinsky and Bill.
Right. Like, it escalated. And the thing is, because she's an actual, like, celebrity.
I feel like
she's
it used to not be that bad, though. You know what I'm saying?
Totally, totally. It wouldn't build like that. But I think mm-hmm. now people have already kind of seen their own power
yeah.
in a way, and they can kind of see, like, oh, like, if we do this, and, like, this person can, you know, lose so much because, like, we have the power and we have the say.
We can take away.
We can take away. Mm-hmm. And I think people can see that nowadays, and it's become so much more like a game.
It's an interesting
in
power
a way.
That people want, though.
Totally.
But once you've been and I say people because I don't want that power, because once you've been canceled, you won't want that power or to use it either.
You're like, baby, I'm good.
Girl, leave
because
me
you,
out.
Because when you're on the other
leave
end of it.
Me out.
There's the thing is, cancel culture is, it's horrible, because cancel culture really essentially is about people thinking that you can never be forgiven for something that you've done wrong. And cancel culture doesn't like allow for, you know, forgiveness.
I don't think
and
it allows
forward.
For truths to come out either.
Totally. Because they want their thing to be said.
Exactly. They want what they believe to be
mm-hmm,
true.
Mm-hmm.
So once you're canceled for what you're canceled for, there can be no truths. No mercy.
Uh-huh.
No forgiveness. Same thing as no mercy.
Totally.
And so those are just things that I and Manny don't stand for. So it's hard for us to stand for cancel culture. There's always a better way to go about it.
Well, I think that the whole idea of accountability culture is
mm-hmm.
great. And I think
mm-hmm.
that is something that's very, very important. I think that there's a big difference between canceling someone and trying to end their entire careers.
Right.
Whereas, like, holding someone accountable for something. And once you've seen growth and, you know, you've seen, like, progress in a human being, like, allow them to move forward.
Exactly.
And allow them to live their most authentic self, you
right.
know? And I feel like, even for us, like, I feel like we, you know, we're canceled in 2018, and it was hard for us. We left. We did everything. We worked on ourselves. We worked on our own personal lives. And I think that people can see that nowadays. And I think that they're like, oh, shit. Like, it's good that we almost let them do their own thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, look, we came out on the other end and we feel like we've been stronger and we are trying.
Yeah.
We're trying to make amends and we're trying to make better decisions, like, constantly.
I feel like my main goal, and I believe as for you, was we really need to acknowledge different areas where we are wrong and mm-hmm. we did go wrong and totally. We were in the wrong and we need to work on ourselves. And I think that's what we've spent the past 3 years doing. I do think a lot of it shows, and I do mm-hmm. think some people don't care, and that's okay too. They don't have to and they're not forced to. But I just appreciate the fact that we both, like, didn't look at the situation so much. Once we got through it, we weren't so much as victims. We realized we were in the wrong for mm-hmm. a lot of it. We acknowledged that, and then we took it upon ourselves to work on ourselves.
And move forward.
And move
and
forward.
With that new version of ourselves that we liked and enjoyed and saw that there was, that was there.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to allow people to do that. Yeah. And I just think that council culture just allow for that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It doesn't. And mm-hmm. it took us 3 years to get to where we are.
Yeah.
And people still don't like us sometimes.
Part of me, and this may be silly to say, but I feel like there are more kids online than there ever was before. I'm like, back in my day. But when I was growing up, I didn't get a cell phone until I was 16. And now three-year-olds have cell phones.
Totally.
So it's like you have a lot more of a youthful energy, a very online energy mm-hmm. Online now. So I do think a lot of the aggression does come from a younger audience, but I see just as many adults acting a fool.
Acting a fool.
Oh,
coverage.
Lord.
Acting a fool coverage. It really does happen. It's not just one person, not one age group. It happens to everyone. And I think that, you know, when it comes to online hate in general, it becomes like a, what are you hating for exactly? Like, mm-hmm. in what way does it affect you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so heavily where you have to be behind a screen typing and, you know, saying something absolutely horrible.
Encouraging
something.
People to kill themselves, to hurt themselves, encouraging people, you know, not to be here anymore. Like, how did it affect you in the way that person shouldn't exist anymore?
I think a lot of it has to do with projection.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the people that tend to do that are devastated in their own way, in their own life.
Right.
With something. Let's say it might be something, you know, a lot of people like to detach from their own reality and, like, focus on something else because sometimes their reality isn't that great.
You know what? And being online and, like, seeing that happen from the outside in, I've caught myself do it, whether you're watching a TV show or whatever. Mm. It's like they make a joke and they're like people watching the Olympics critiquing the people on their own couch chilling. It's like, really? They're putting themselves out there and they made it to the Olympics. But I've caught myself and I'm like, just because you're ill or just because you feel this way, let's not push that onto other people, because that's a you issue.
It's a you issue, and that's something you have to fix yourself. And the thing is, it's funny because when I'm feeling more stress, I'm more prone to doing things like that.
Agreed.
I'm more prone to not be my, like, supreme self.
Right.
Like, I feel like whenever I'm really, really stressed or when I'm having, if I'm going through hard times, I tend to back away from the internet because I know that I'm not in, like, the most amazing mental space because I'm going through shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's really, really important to kind of dissect that and know that for yourself and be like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be on Twitter today.
Because I agree. I think whatever you're going through, you are responsible for. So you can't be like, well, I was just in a really heavy place at that time, that's why I treated everyone like trash and bullied the people around me. It's like, well, you know, that's not their fault. So you have to take accountability for why you're doing things and work on it. Like, we're all human. We all make mistakes. Uh-huh. We all get mad. But I just think it's like a day-by-day process, and everybody should just consider it and think about it and, like, why you're feeling the way you feel, why you're commenting the things you're commenting. How's things going at home?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Therapy is very real.
Therapy's
you know,
real?
Therapy is real.
It's expensive.
It's expensive. But when you have insurance like that, obviously, like, you know, a lot of us have to have health insurance nowadays, but I think it's important to kind of do self-reflection and, you know, therapy is just a great version of that because it's like a mirror and you're starting to see yourself in certain ways. And, you know, I think that if you start, again, you find what you seek, and if you're looking for to become a better human being,
right,
you will be that.
And also, like, if you can go to therapy or that's just not in your pathway, or maybe you're too nervous to do that, I think it's also good to talk to someone, but not, don't run to a person that's just going to be your yes man and agree with everything you're doing. Talk to someone who will set the record straight for you, or someone that you really love their genuine advice. And just talking to people, I think, helps so much. I go to Manny about a lot of stuff that annoys me, and it's just like a private conversation I want to have. And normally by the end of the conversation, I'm good.
I venting is so great. It's definitely real. It's like you have to unload that kind of energy in certain ways, and hopefully you have someone that you can vent to and just get someone that like can see what you're talking about, but also come from another angle, because I think that's really, really, really important. Same thing with Laura. I'll come to her about something and she'll tell me something and I'll be like, okay, I didn't think of it in that way. Maybe it wasn't meant like this. Da-da-da. And when you move forward, because you start to see it, I think it's really important to just kind of find your tribe.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you got to find your tribe. You got to find the people that fuck with you and you fuck with back.
Yeah. Because I feel like if people just had less stress, less anxiety, were genuinely more happy, I don't know. I feel like maybe the reactions to things wouldn't be as aggressive sometimes.
Totally.
You know, and things are called for outrage. I mean, we got Britney Spears over here,
baby,
being owned by her father.
It's time. Like, the outrage needs to come out.
This is a good movement, but there are times when it gets a little too aggressive.
Right. Like, for, you know, it just becomes too much. Basically,
like a Morphe receipt.
Like a damn receipt. You know, I think so, like, just even close out this segment. I just think it's important. So, that we really stay on to the whole accountability culture, letting people move forward and grow. And I feel like we are two people that have done that in our own way.
Yeah.
And I think that we are a testament that people can grow and learn and change and be the most elite version of themselves if you give them a chance.
So if you find in your heart, try to give people a chance.
Exactly.
Some people.
As much as you possibly can.
Harvey Weinstein is not getting a chance for me.
No.
That's what I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Jamie Spears, you're not getting a chance.
I agree.
I hope you do grow and become a happy, better person. Mm-hmm. I just have no interest in being your friend. Because you know he's like waiting to be my best friend.
I know he's in your gyms constantly. Be like, oh my God, Laura, let's hang out. Oh my God. But you guys, with that, we're going to go and take a little bit of a break and we'll be back with our last segment.
Hey,
so
tight.
Stay tuned.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we are back with our final segment, which we are so excited about.
So excited. I cannot freaking wait. So we went ahead and I asked on my Instagram stories, like, okay, guys, so give us some secrets that you guys have. If you guys don't mind sharing. And of course, we're not going to be reading out anyone's names
because it's anonymous.
And as we thought, it'd be kind of fun just kind of react to the little secrets and just see what they have to say. Because honestly, I've done this before and it's so fun.
I love it. I love knowing information and doing nothing with it.
Like, we ain't going to do shit. We're just going to react to it and maybe give advice if we have. I don't freaking know.
Advice we shouldn't be giving.
Exactly. But I did screenshot one.
All right, let's hear it. I'm nervous. Not nervous. I'm excited. Let's go.
Okay. So it is, my husband and I have a secret girlfriend on the side. Oh, and I'm bi.
So she has a girlfriend?
Yes, but they have a girlfriend together.
So they're in a relationship and they have a girlfriend, one girlfriend that they share.
Yes.
And they're not telling family and friends.
And they said it's a secret. So they have a secret girlfriend on the side.
Honestly, it's kinky.
So what I imagine it like is it's almost like a, what's it called? Like they're just not, but I guess would it be technically monogamous because it's like.
What is the word? Monogamous.
Monogamous is basically where it's like you and your partner only and there's no like sleeping around.
I knew
it's
that
like
already. Thank you for confirming.
You knew that. Yeah, absolutely.
I did know that deep down, but I wanted to confirm before we jump deeper into monogamy.
Monogamy.
Yes.
Wait, monogamy. Whoa. Monogamy.
There we go.
Monogamy.
This is why we shouldn't be giving.
I graduated college.
I dropped out.
And I still don't know him. Okay, monogamy.
Okay, so everyone thinks they're a monogamist. Mist. Monogamist relationship. Sorry.
No, see, everyone in their life thinks that they're just wife and husband.
Turns out
the wife is bi and the husband already likes women. So it's like, oh, we have a secret girlfriend on the side that comes in.
Honestly, I like what they're doing if they're happy doing it.
Listen, I believe that as a relationship, you make your own rules.
Yes. And period. It's like, why is that? I mean, it depends on how close you are with this girlfriend. Does she want to meet your families?
Right.
Or is she just hooking up? You know,
right.
I don't know. But if she doesn't want to meet your families, why do they need to know?
I mean, they don't.
It's private.
It's their own relationship. It's their own. The thing is, like, even like if I ever have a boyfriend in my life, like things that happen between me and my boyfriend are not things I'm going to be sharing with all my family. Like it's us. It's
exactly.
Our relationship. It's your own thing.
Right.
It does not for everyone else.
Now, if you're like living with your family and you're sneaking this person in and out.
There's that.
A conversation might be nice.
You know, if they're sneaking in through the window and might be potentially stealing your grandma's earrings. You know, there's that.
Yeah. So there's areas where that can get hairy. But I do feel, I personally, not my lifestyle, but I will not judge others because it seems like they're happy. And it's like, honestly, it's just going to be a super hairy situation if you tell a bunch of people.
I agree. I think that honestly, as long as you're happy and you guys are open with communication and that's what the relationship is built on, trust and a foundation, a really strong foundation. Mm-hmm. If the foundation is built on stone, it's strong. If it's built on sand, baby, it's boom. Not.
Wait, can we read one more?
Yeah.
Okay, oh my gosh. That one was
one
really
that
fun.
Was, I mean,
by
was
the
a,
way,
that was fantastic.
Thank you. I don't know who shared that, but thank you to who shared that.
I love it. Let's see. Let's
shock
go find
me with something because I can't see what he's looking at right now. So he's just going to read it and we're all going to be surprised.
Huh. Okay.
You see, it looked really strange.
It was just a very confusing situation.
Okay.
So we have one.
Okay.
So she says, I have a boyfriend of more than 3 years.
Okay.
But I'm secretly fucking a married man because he's better in bed.
Oh. Oh, no.
See, this is where it starts to get hairy. Do you know how I was talking about foundation and sand and on stone? This is not the way to go.
People are not going to like what I have to say, but to me, I do take the feelings and heart and time of the person who's been in this relationship for 3 years into consideration as they should be taken into consideration. And ouch.
Oh, like it's like one of those like a knife turn. Like, because when I even reading it, I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
I do feel like this is a recipe for disaster.
I think so, too. I think that, see, for me, this is my personal humble opinion. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe in cheating.
Mm-hmm,
never have. I believe that you should really, really be open. Like, if you're not happy in a relationship, like if you're not happy with the sex life, then like one, let your partner know. Maybe things can change. Go to a sex therapist potentially. There's so many things you can do.
Look up, watch porn. Maybe I don't know.
Something.
Do something.
Toys.
I don't know. Yeah.
Role play. There's so much
you
can do
to spice that up. So I just feel like agreed with you. I feel like cheating really isn't the answer there. And I feel like it kind of gets selfish because you're putting this person on hold in this relationship with you. And then you got this. And so it's like you should let one go.
It's also like, it's also almost the like man's having married. Your cake.
Also the man's married.
The man is also married.
So then I have to take his wife into consideration. There's a lot. I don't want to like someone to tell like a secret me be like, you're a bad person. I'm not trying to say that. Trying to say let's slow our roll and think about what we're doing here.
Well, it's anonymous. So we're not over here calling out anyone specifically. This is just our personal opinion about situations that happen in real life. It's not like cheating doesn't happen. Cheating happens all the fucking time. This is just our personal opinion about whether, you know, cheating is for us or not. It's not for me or Laura. And anyway, sure, and I always just feel like there has to be an answer for something. And if you're not happy in a relationship, it's okay to leave it. Yeah. And I know it's scary because the thing is a lot of people don't want to leave a relationship because it's scary to leave because it's what they've known for so long. Mm-hmm. But you can't drag someone along and like two people along, actually, essentially dragging two people along because it's a hard situation like at hand. Like you can't just keep dragging them along because you want to have your cake and eat it too.
Exactly.
You know? So that's
I feel like it's just going to, it's like, I don't want to be like, oh, karma. But these situations do tend to boil a poopy situation for later on. They do. They
not
just
poopy.
Just not a massive poopy. Dump could land on your doorstep.
You just never
one
know.
Day. Yeah.
You so just it's never just like, know.
I know it seems like the happy choice now, but eventually shit will hit thy fan.
You know, it's you got to think of your mind, not just what your body wants, but what your mind needs. And
that's
your heart.
Hard to do.
It's hard.
I would be
especially
really
when
hard.
It's demon time.
Yeah.
Baby, it's hard.
I would
literally.
Be really distraught leaving a relationship after 3 years. It's a long time. It's
so
a long.
Long
time. And I agree. It's like scary. So like, I feel you, boo.
We honestly, we feel you wholeheartedly, but you gotta make
a decision. I'm not against you, but I want you to do better.
100%.
That's all. All peace and love here.
All peace and love, constantly.
Well, that is it for our first episode, guys. Whether you're watching on IGTV, our YouTube channel, Full Coverage, be sure and check it out if you haven't yet so
yes.
you can see us in
Apple,
person. Apple.
Podcasts. Spotify.
All the places. Be sure to like, review, and give us a follow. And be sure and tell all your friends about it, your dog about it, your grandma about it, your cat about it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Everyone that you know needs to know about Full Coverage.
And write a review, guys. If you guys can, go to the Apple podcast section, write a little review. We would love to read some of you guys' comments on the podcast in the future.
Yes.
That would be fantastic. Because, you know, obviously, this is our first episode. We would love to see and hear what you guys have to say about it. We're really, really curious. We're very open to feedback, too.
Yes.
So we're just excited to start this new adventure with you guys.
We are. Thank you guys for being here.
We love you so much.
And we'll catch you in our next episode.
Bye, you guys. See you next week. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in
mm-hmm.
your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.